Shalom Aleichem. I want to begin today to learn through the Sefer together, Ali Shor. Ali Shor has become very, very popular for the last number of years. It was written, of course, by Shlomo Volbe. Shlomo Volbe was the great Mashkiach who passed away some 11, 12 years ago. People may know the Volbe's history is certainly different than many of the other personalities in the Musar movement, both from 100 plus years ago and certainly even more so recently. Volbe was born and he was raised in Germany. He was a Chozer B'tshuva. He was a person who studied after he had become interested in learning and Limud Musar, another the great Mira Mashkiach of Yeruchim Lubavitz. And he was also trained in psychology, had a very educated and broad background. And as a result, he has brought a lot of that breadth, a lot of that insight, knowledge of secular psychology, brought all that to bear in dealing with human issues and life issues with a depth of understanding that is not always common in all Sifrei Musar, and as a result, it's become very, very popular. The Ali Shor is written in two different volumes. The first volume, the purpose is giving a depth of insight into a life of Torah, a life of learning, different aspects in mitzvah observance, how to be a person, as he describes in the Mavo, in the introduction, to the first shar, a person who is looking for a meaningful life. And that's what the first sefer is about. The second sefer, Al Shur Chelik Beis, deals with many different things, but the focal point is Avodas Hamidos. I'm breaking down different midos, breaking down different personality types, how a person grows, how a person changes, all the various step-by-step difficult work that is needed to build a person, to build a full person. So again, the first sefer is more geared towards shorter pieces of insights into how to become a person who's a Ben Torah, a Ben Yeshiva. And the second book is more about the idea of becoming the Avodas Adam, the Avodas Hamidos. Several people have asked to learn the sefer together, or if I knew of a translation of the Sefer, because the Sefer itself is written in somewhat modern Hebrew, and it's based on those requests that I'll be doing these recordings, not to be speaking about the Ali Shor or to be reflecting on it, but really just to be reading Volbe's really kadosh words inside, and it's something that is geared more towards someone who wants to learn the Sefer but does not have proficiency in it, to learn along with this recording, sort of sentence by sentence. Certainly people should feel free to contact me if they would like to either learn it by phone or have any questions. It's a sefer that I can learn every day of the week and still feel moved by, and certainly look forward to any comments or reflections or people reaching out to learn it further. First perek is titled Limud Gemara. It can be found on page Chaf Gimel in Chelek Rishon. And Limud Gemara, the Volbe discusses just what should be the mindset when a person sets off to a world of learning, when a person brings themselves to the Beis Medrash. So he begins, Lule Toras Kol Shashuai. The Medrash says that if the Torah had not been my plaything. So Amar Yisrael, the matter says, Ilule Toraskam Shahaisa Imi Vehi Shashuai Az Avadati Bani. If it wasn't for the fact that the Torah was my plaything, I would have been lost in poverty. V'chein Moshe Omer Barov Sa'arfai Bekirbi Lo'olam Lo'eshach Pikudecham Him Chaim L'Yisrael. The words of Torah are the lifeblood to Israel. And if a person did not have them, they would be lost. Ilulehi lohaya chayim. So Revolbe continues in the actual text itself, Torah einena kishar hamitzaos. Torah is not like other subjects. I mean, the Medrash told us that Torah is something that a person needs to live. And as a result, Torah is not like other subjects. Mitzoa bocher lo kol echad kifi netiaso ukishrano. Any typical subject, mathematics, science, art, history, medicine, etc., a person chooses based on their netios, based on their leanings, and based on their skills and their abilities. But Torah, it's not true. Ilulehi lohayachayim. Torah is not chosen based on one's skills. Torah is chosen with a feeling that this is something that I need to have. Sheire Yisrael shezachu lilmo Torah. Continue the next paragraph. The young men who are zoche, or young people that are zoche in Torah, ein lahem lahashtis et limudam al cheshkam b'Torah. This is an absolutely critical line. A person should not make his limud Torah, his learning Torah, reliant on having a strong cheshek, having a strong desire. Ela al hechrach haTorah. He learns because of the necessity of Torah in one's life. Bedoros kedumim, in previous generations, yada kol Yehudi, every Jew knew ki lulehi lo hayachayim. A Jew knew they had to learn. V'kulam lamdu, and as a result, people were all connected to Torah. Bedoreinu anu, in our generation, rak mitei mitzpar yodim michiu v'hechrach limatorah. A rarefied few know of the obligation to learn. But this sort of remainder of the young men who dedicate their time to learning, they are the ones who represent the true nation of Israel. They are the ones who hold up the nation of Torah. A person, a young man, who is lucky to be in a place of Torah, al yachshov ki hu bachar beis sefer mitzoi l'Torah. Don't think that I've chosen, that a young man or young woman has felt like I've chosen to be in a school where the topic, where the mitzoa, where the topic, the course, is that of Torah. That his abilities and his inclinations have led him to this mitzvah, to this course, to this subject. In the same way that someone else has chosen to go to law school, chalila, God forbid a person should feel this is simply another subject. The next line, ha'emes hi, the truth is, ki lule Torah ein chayim. If it wasn't for Torah, there would be no life. V'hecherech chiyuni l'limud Torah harush akol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael. V'hecherech chiyuni, the life force, the hecherech chiyuni, that which forces us, the essence of life that forces us to lead the Torah, parush, is spread, alko echad v'echad mi'Yisrael. It's a necessity, it's a hecherach. Those who want more, my Mechomos on this, I recommend looking at the Maharal and Parshas Yisro, where it spoke about B'nai Yisro being b'tachtis sahar, underneath the mountain. Hacheshek bo yavo. The love, the affection, the excitement, the cheshek haTorah will come. Aval ha'hatzchala hi ha'hecherach. But the first step is not the cheshek. The first step is the necessity. Uma ha'nafkamina im lomdim mitzad cheshek o mitzad hecherach. What's the difference if a person learns because they're enjoying it, they desire it, o mitzad hecherach, because there's a necessity? And the difference, the distinction is obvious. Im lomdim mitzad hecherich. If a person learns because they know it's something they must do, ozai kishah cheshek nechlash, then when the cheshek weakens, opag legamre, if it dissipates completely, ein nosnim l'rupayon l'hishtalait. A person does not allow for weakness to conquer and say, well, I'm not feeling it. I'm not in the zone. I'm not into it. Toch hakara ki ahechrechu. Person says, you know what? I'm not in the zone. I'm not feeling it, but it's something that I need to do. Lilmod ula'asik b'torah. A person knows I need to learn. V'chi b'li Torah, hachayim ein hachayim. Without Torah, one's life is nothing. Cheshek hu davar shebiregesh. Cheshek is an emotional feeling. Ulpamim b'dvarim ketanim hu nifka. Often a cheshek can come and go. A person is tired, a person is having a bad day, there's a change of the weather. There's a thousand things that bring emotions and a thousand things upon which emotions flee. But the hechrich is always there. Now let me take a moment to interject that a person also has to be a bar seichel. Namely, a person has to recognize if they're not feeling connected to Torah, is there something they could or should be doing to generate or to address that feeling? The feeling has to be there's a hechrich to learn, but the lack of cheshek could also perhaps be addressed. Learning different things, changing mikomos, could be an issue about chavrusa, could be a shiur, perhaps cutting back on hours, perhaps adding hours. You know, the lack of cheshek should be addressed, but it should be addressed in a mindset, first and foremost, of the Hechrich HaTorah. Okay, we're going to skip down. Actually, let's continue reading. Ulam HaCheshek Ba Im HaLimud. The reality is that Cheshek comes once a person throws themselves into learning. The Pasuk says, V'yatayim Shema Tishmu B'koli U'shmartim Es Brisi V'yasem Li Segula Mikol Ha'amim Ki Li Kol Ha'aretz. Now, if you listen to my words, etc. So Rashi says, "Imata tekablu aleichem." If you accept the Torah, the mitzvos upon you, ye'arev lochem mikan ulahaba. It'll be something that is sweetened. Shekol hatzchalot kashos. Beginnings are rough. And so Rashi is pointing out so beautifully that a person first begins to be engaged in a life of Torah mitzvos. And then afterwards, the person feels the ha'arev na, but the beginning is not easy. Hakavala me'ata, what has to be the mindset of any young man, young woman engaged in Limud Torah? Ki kabbalat ha'hechrech l'limud Torah. It's again the acceptance of the necessity of Limud Torah. Ki Torah in a chas hashem mitzava. Again, Torah is not a subject. Kovet dinim o makor parnasa. It's not a compilation of laws. It's not a source of parnasa, ela olam ruchani. It's an entire world of ruchnius and spirituality. V'chayim haynu lios ezrach ba'olam ruchani zeh. And the life is the person who's an ezrach, who's a member, who's a part of this world. V'chol haschalot kashos. The beginning is difficult. Haknisa la'olam ha'torah, hiknisa me'olam gashmi l'toch olam ruchani. The entranceway into this world is leaving the physical world, the world of pleasure, into the world of ruchnius. She'ena mitzametet l'shas halimud levad. And this olam haruchani is not limited, is not made small to only when a person is learning, but it's an entire olam haruchani, el makifas kol ha'adam. Let's go read one more paragraph. Olam hagashmi hu olam hadmyonos. The physical world is a world of imagery, imagination. It's the world of desire, the world of need. Habal lilmod Torah motzeis atzmo b'mochemes neged dmyonosav hamafriyimosav. A person who comes to learn Torah, he brings himself into a war, so to speak, neged dimyonosav hamafrimoso, and that often comes in opposition to, in conflict with, the imagery and the imagination that often is mafriya, often disturbs a person. Lehisa make binyonim sichlim, in order to come and to be engaged in intellectual matters of learning. B'shakla v'tarya, next page, shalha gemara, the back and forth, which is often difficult, of the gemara. Ubi biyuri ha-mefarshim, the mefarshim shom acharonin. Holechat ha-lomei Torah, a person wants to learn. Mucharach l'hilachem neged dimyonosav. He has to counter often the images and the physical needs that are making it difficult to learn. Zohi ha-hisnagshus ha-ritzanis biyoter. This is a conflict that is the most serious ben ha-emes v'ha-sheker sh'adam, between all the various poles that exist within man. Asher davka b'poscho et ha-gemara, the beautiful language, specifically when a person opens up a sefer, gemara, kama dimyonos tokfamoso, how many images, how many needs overwhelm him? Zichronos ha'avar, a person starts thinking about their past, sometimes with regret, sometimes with warm memories that might distract him now. Da'agot ha'asid, worries about the future. Kepedos v'tzichsuchi ha'hove, various things that right now in the present I'm machbit about, I'm annoyed about, I'm very bothered. Koshi ha'hitrachzut, the difficulty of hitrachzut, of concentration, ein mikoro b'choser kishron. It's not because a person can't concentrate because they're missing intelligence. Ela b'shlitas dimyonosav shel ha'adam alav. A person is so worried about the future and about the past and about this and about that. A person is thinking, so then how can a person be present inside of the Gemara, inside of a Sefer in this moment? Ubimihiros shematzlichem l'salek hadimyonos, the ability to go ahead and to remove all the images, worries, outside concerns, hamafriim that bother him, tluya hakinis l'limud ulaliyah. That is the way that a person can enter with success into a world of Torah and into a world of growth. Okay, look forward to continuing to learn together. Again, we are in the top on page on Chav Dalet. We're going to pick up next time, halfway down this page, Ki Chayim Heim L'motzeihem. Look forward to continuing to grow together and to keep in mind between now and the next time we learn about the fundamental difference between Lima Torah and everything else. Lima Torah is based on Hecherich. I need this. It's like an oxygen. I need this relationship. I need Torah in my life. Sometimes it might be easy. Sometimes it might be difficult. Sometimes I might love it. Sometimes I might not love it. But im tekablu, but if you accept it, eventually it's a area and a life of a harev na. Every other area, we can take it, we can leave it, but this is the life of the Hecher HaTorah. And with that Hecher HaTorah comes, as Rav Volbi said, the understanding and the necessity of becoming fully immersed, fully engaged, putting away phones, putting away outside concerns, putting away outside images, putting away all the various things that are mafriya us, that bother us, and by entering into the world of Torah. And hopefully we enter into the world of Torah, we are zocha to feel the ha'arevna, the sweetness of Torah, kein yihi ratzon. Look forward to continuing to learn in the future.